ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'iloi Nishmas, Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nota Getzel, Rachel Leah Bas, Rav Yitzchok, and Chaya Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Aboisai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is right around the corner. This is the last call to register for this special evening of Kavod HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah. We will have the schus to hear Divrei Chizik from Harav HaGoyin Rav Yerucham Olshin, as well as from Harav Moshe Brown, Harav Eitan Feiner, and Harav Aaron Sorsher, our guest of honor. You don't want to pass up on this one-time opportunity to meet the Magid Yishir who will be flying in from around the world. 6:30 will be the reception to greet the Magid Yishir, followed by the Seuda Siyum at 7:30. To make and secure your reservations for this magnificent evening, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyum or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427. We are looking forward to greeting you personally.
Bruchim ha'mazinim. This shir will be Ezra Shambia Masechta Nida Daf Memhe. And we're going to start with the Mishnah that's brought down on the bottom of Memdalad Amud Beis, which is Be'etzem the Akdama to the Sugya Memhe Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Bas Shalashanim Be'emechot, Miskadeshas Be'bia, V'chulu V'chulu, a whole list of things that the Bia of a Bas Shalashanim is Nageya. It's Mavur from this Mishnah Aklal, that a Isha is only considered a Bas Bia once she's Bas Shalashanim Ve'emechad. But if a Bia takes place less than 3 years old, it doesn't have a Shem Bia B'chlal, and it's Negeya many, many dinim. Another thing that's brought down at the end of the Mishnah is Pachais Mikain Kenaisen Etzba Ba'ayin, which means that the Metzius of the Basulim, which is that Bashas Bia, the Basulim are Yaitse and the Nat Chaser, that Metzius is only from 3 years old and onwards. But if a Pchusim Vas Kamoshanim Yemechad experiences Bia, then the Besulim are going to be Chayzer. These are two things that the Mishnah teaches us. Now, Alpi Pashtus, these two things have no Shaychas one to the other. The fact that the Besulim are not Chayzer only from Gimoshanim Yemechad, but before that the Besulim are Chayzer, wouldn't necessarily mean that a Maisebia that happens before that time isn't a Maisebia. So what did the Basulim are Chayzer? L'maisa, she experienced a Maisa Bia. There is no halacha that in order for an Isha to have a Maisa Bia, that Maisa Bia has to create a Reshem in her. Because Hare, once her Basulim are out, for the rest of her life, it's considered a Maisa Bia, although no Reshem has happened in her through the Maisa Bia Bechlal. So L'chayre, the fact that her Basulim are Chayzerim is a separate Metzias. One thing is that the Bia is not a Bia, and another thing is that the Basulim are Chayzerim. What is it negeh the basula arachayzrim? That she still has a sham basula in regards to eksuba of Masayim, for example, or in regards to Ainus HaMafata. But the fact that the maisabiyah is not considered a maisabiyah is a chayra, a separate halacha. And in fact, the fact that the basulam arachayzr, that's a mitzius. The fact that it doesn't have a sham maisabiyah, it's mevor in the Gemara of Memhei Amud Aleph, that that's a halacha l'maisha mesinai. And as I state mefurish in the Pirush HaMishnayis LaRambam, on our Mishnah, V'zeh ha'davar halacha l'meishem yisinai. P'chusim v'as shalosh shanim v'mechad, ein bi'asa bia. Also, the Tshuvas HaRosh and Klal Tezayin says clearly, included in all the halacha l'meishem yisinais of the different ages, for example, ben teshe shanim v'mechad, that a zachar is a bar bia, and for example, the age of bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah, bas yud beis shanim, and ben yud gimel shanim, all those are halachas l'meishem yisinai. So this is Mechazik L'chayr the Pashtus, that there are two totally separate dinim going on in this Mishnah. One is a Metzius, that the Basulim are Chayzer, and the other is a Halacha Mesh Mesinai, that the Maisa Bia, at that point, doesn't have a Shem Maisa Bia. However, the Pashtus of the Gemara on Memhei Amud Aleph is Mashma, that the two things do have a Shaychus with each other. Because the Gemara is Marich in the Inyan of Basulei Chayzerin, and the Gemara has a whole sugya, whether it's Meza Azli or it's Tzudi Hudlai Mitzudi. And afterwards, the Gemara goes on to bring a brisa about the fact that a Bias Pchusmas Gemal Shana V'yamechad doesn't passel her Lekuhuna. L'chayra, the makam for that brisa should be in the beginning part of the Mishnah, where we're talking about the fact that a Pchusmas Gemal Shana V'yamechad doesn't have a Shem Maisa Bia. Why does the Gemara bring it down as a hemshech to the end of the Mishnah, that Besuleha Chayzrin? From the pashtus of the Seder of the Gemara, it's mashma that it's all one din. And it's Yidua that Azoy Shek Mefurish and Rashi in Masech Teksubes, Taf Yir Aleph Amir Aleph, V'Dir Yam Aschel Haba Alaktana, V'Zel Ashaynoi, P'chusim V'Vash Shalosh, She'ein V'Yasa Bia, She'harei B'Suleh Achayzrin. The Mishnah over there is talking about a P'chusim V'Vash Shalosh, which her Bia is not a Bia. And Rashi explains the reason is She'harei because B'Suleh Achayzrin. It's Mefurish and Rashi that the reason why a bia pchusim atzkom l'shana v'yamechad isn't a ma'isa bia is because of the fact that it's pusulei achayzrin. So it's mashma that these two things do have a shaychus to each other. The metzias, the pusulei achayzrin, is what's meilid, the halacha, that therefore doesn't have a shem ma'isa bia. And the mechabri zmanenu, ayin ateres shmuel, and also my Rebbe Reb Simcha Maimon in his chaburis, der matmiya, what's pshat and Rashi? Mechateisa, and why min asvara do these two things have any shaychus? The fact that it's Pusulei Achayzrin, L'chayr shouldn't necessarily be machriach the fact that the Ma'isabiyya isn't Hashem Ma'isabiyya. Aber L'Ma'isa Zoy Shteit in Rashi, and that's also the Mashmais of our Gemara. So L'chayr we have to understand, because the Rush that we mentioned in Chuvis, Klal Tazayin, explains that this is included in the Klal that Shi'urim are Nemru Halacha L'Ma'isha Mesinai. All the Shi'urim, for example, the fact that an Achila is only considered a Ma'is Achila, if it's a Kazayas, and other Shiurim as well, those are Halacha L'Ma'isha Mesinai. Another one of those Shiurim, says the Rush, is the fact that a Pchus Mevaz Kom Hashana V'Yamechad, the Ma'isa Biyah isn't Hashem Ma'isa Biyah. The Yisoid of the Shiur is, that although Be'etzem, for example, in regards to Achila, we have a simple Ma'isa Achila, even if it's Pachas Mi Kazayas, nevertheless, unless you have an Achila Cheshuvah, an Achila's Kazayas, it doesn't have Hashem Achila. So too, although we have a simple metzias of a ma'isa bia and a isha that's pchusim v'askim l'shana v'yamechad, however, the fact that pesuleh is chayzrin indicates that there's some chisarein, there's something missing in this ma'isa bia. The halacha l'ma'isha mesinai gives us the shiur and says that unless you have a bia chashuva of yaisim v'askim l'shana v'yamechad, will it be considered a ma'isa bia mitzad this isha? That's the chayra, the way the metzias of pesuleh chayzrin and the halacha l'ma'isha mesinai, that a pchusim v'atzkim l'shana v'yamechad doesn't have a shem ma'isa bia, that's the way they work together. The halacha l'ma'isha mesinai is that such a ma'isa bia that has this mitzios, that the besulei are chayzrin, is chaser in the shear of a bia chashuva, and therefore it's not going to have a shem ma'isa bia at all. But however, l'chayr, it still needs a beer. Why is the fact that the besulei are chayzrin a chesarn b'chlal in the chashivas of the ma'isa bia? L'chayr, that's a total separate nakuda. The ma'isa bia is a ma'isa bia. And another point is that the pesulah are still going to be chayzer. Why should that make that it's missing in the shiur of the ma'isa bia? So l'chayre, we can get a clue to this also from the Pirush HaMishnayos, the Rambam, and our Mishnah. The Rambam says, "V'zeh l'shaynei, im nivel apchusa me'ela hashanim, toshuv besula, ki ilu shalei nivel aklal. If she'll be nivel as pchusa me'atzkom hashanim yamechad, she's considered a besula as if she was loy nivel aklal." And l'chayre, the understanding of this Rambam could be understood upi a yisoid that I heard from a guy named Chaim Yitzchok Kaplan, one of the reshivas of Pachad Yitzchok in Yerushalayim and the Mashkiach of Yeshivas Chevron. He said that it's mevur and shas bekamam bekamam akaymais, that when an isha does a ma'isa bia, it's chal in her that she's nivala. She's affected by the bia, but oifen that she becomes nivala aide this ma'isa bia. And even a isha that already doesn't have besulim, she's more than Gimel Shana V'Yamechad, and this is not her first Ma'isa Bia. So you can't actually tell in a practical way how she's Nivala. Nevertheless, that's how Chazal look at the Metzias of a Ma'isa Bia as it's done in a Isha, that with this, she becomes Niv'elis. Like the Lashon of the Sugi Sashas and other places, that she's Nichbisha. She's conquered through this Ma'isa Bia. Now, based on that, we can understand the function of the Besulim is to say that this woman is not Nivala. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Besulim in the first place. Through the fact that a woman has Besulim, that's a badge of honor that she has never been Nivala. So in a situation where she does experience a Ma'isa Bia, nevertheless the Besulim regrow. So what's happening with the fact that she has now Besulim that were Chayzer, is that this Isha is Ke'ilu Lai Nivala Klal, Zok the Rambam. That means to say that Ma'isa Bia is not Mechel in her Achalais Nivala. Because, hooray, she'll still have Besulim, which will be Chayzer after the Ma'isa Bia. The etzem fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Metzias, that the Basulim are going to be Chayzer, that indicates that at that point, she is not a Nivola Ayidei the Maisebiyah, and it's as if the Maisebiyah didn't happen in her Guf Bechlal. So although Mitzad, the etzem Prasta Maise, and as it works, Mitzad, the Bayal, Lechari, this should have been a Maisebiyah, nevertheless, Mitzad, the Isha, because in order for a Bias Isha to have a Shem Bia, it has to be that it's chal in her, that she was nivela idei this maise bia. Kozman she has basulim, that bia means that she's not nivela idei this maise bia. And even if the basulim are yaitse with the maise bia, but the fact that they're still going to be chayzer, that means that this isha is not yet nivela idei the maise bia, because are basula chayzer. That's the aimik in this that the Rambam says, and we'll quote again his lashon, toshuv basula, she's going to go back to be a basula. That Metzias makes that she's absolutely unaffected idei this Maisabiyah. It's ki'ilu shaloi nivala klal. It's not chal in her a Maisabiyah, and therefore mitzad the Isha, it doesn't have a Shem Maisabiyah. L'chayr, that's the aimik of this Rambam. So Hayyaitse, we understand how the two things work together in the aimik. The fact that this Isha, when she does a Maisabiyah, her Basulim are still going to be Chayzer. So her guf is saying that whatever Maisabiyah happened to her at this point in time, that doesn't affect her. Kilu shalei nivala klal. Her basulim are still going to be chayzer. She's still going to be walking around with the badge of honor that she is a basula and she's a loy nivala. That is a chasarn in the Maisabiyah mitzad the isha. And the halacha l'maaseh mishnah comes and tells us that that doesn't have a shem Maisabiyah b'chlal, legabe kedushin, legabe yibam, legabe isurei bia, etc., etc. That's the pasha pshat over here. We can be ma'isif, another possible understanding in how these two things work together. Al pi Rashi masech the kedusha in the fine chesam and aleph. Rashi b'divir maschal mishenuzru ubesulel. The lashon of Rashi is kishenasis bas shalish. When a girl becomes a bas shalish, gomru besuleha lebia. Her besulim are nigmar lebia. She'em tiboil mikan ve'elech einan chayzren. Because from now on, if she's nivala, the besulim will not be chayzer. From Rashi we see that the gemar of the basulim means that the basulim are ready for a bia. Because hare, the function of the basulim, while mitzad echad, they're there in order to show that she was not nivala. Mitzad sheni, the other side of the coin is that they're there so that with the first maisa bia, it should be noticeable and it should have an effect on her guf that she is a ba'ula. That's what the basulim are there for, to differentiate between a basula and a ba'ula. So kolzman her basulim are chayzren, so her guf isn't mature enough that the maisa bia is going to be maitzi the basulim. So that means her basulim are not ready for bia. Her guf did not reach its maturity level that she's ready for a maisa bia, because it's like gomru basuleha lebia. And that's the halacha meshim sinai that tells us that kolzman her guf did not reach that level of maturity. Kolzman it's like gomru basuleha lebia. So she's not re'uya lebia. And a ma'isabiyah that takes place in such a guf, it's not chal in her that she's a nivala. That's the chayr, the pshat that we could say, api Rashi. Hayyaitse, in summary, we said that for this Mishnah, we see two dinam. One is that in order to have a shem ma'isabiyah, she has to be more than gimel shana v'yamechad. And the second thing is that a biyah that takes place before that, besula is going to be chayzrin. We said that api pashas min asfar, the two things have no shakas to each other. However, the Mashmais of the Gemara, and it's a Rashi Mufareshes, show that they do have a shaykhus to each other. And we explained that the kasher is that although the fact that it's Basulah Chayzen is a Metzias, and the fact that it doesn't have a Shemai Sabiyah is Alacha Meshim Sinai, it's because the Alacha Meshim Sinai is a shiur that you need a Biyah Chashuva. Because man, we're missing that Metzias, it's not a Biyah Chashuva in order to have a Shemai Sabiyah. What's the kasher? Why does the fact that Basulah Chayzen make that it's Chasser in the Chashivas of the Mai Sabiyah? So he said two pirushim. One, I'll be the Rambam pirushim Mishnayis that says that calls man the basulah chayzer and it's ki'ilu le'nivah l'klal. And when he explained that, I'll be the Yisoid that a ma'isabi has to be chal in her guf. So if her guf shows signs that she's a psula still, so it's not a ma'isabi of a chal. And the other was, I'll be Rashi, Masech Tekdushim Dafayin Ches, that says, like gomru basulah l'psulim, that there's a certain level of gemar and maturity in the guf when her guf is fully ready and mature for a ma'isabi. And beforehand, it's missing in the ma'isabi. And that's why the Lachal Meshim Messina kicks in and says it doesn't have a Shem Maisabiyah Bechlal. Ad kan this Inyan, and now let's go weiter, mi Inyan, le Inyan, ba'isei Inyan. We mentioned the Gemara Daf Mem Hayam and Aleph, that tells us that the din that a pchus maskil moshana v'yam echad is not a ma'isabiyah, is a halacha l'maisha me'sinai. And we mentioned that Azoy Shteit also in the Tshuvas Arash in Klal Tes Zayin. The Rush over there says it as well in regards to the Mishnah later on in Daf Mem Hayam and Aleph of Ben Teish Hashanah V'yam Echad, that in order to be a ma'isabiyah mitzad the Zohar, he has to be a Ben Teish Hashanah V'yam Echad. Anything less than that, it doesn't have a Shem ma'isabiyah. That also is a halacha l'maisha me'sinai, and they both go into the general Klal that Shi'urim are halacha l'maisha me'sinai. Now, Pizeh, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuv Tzadik, Ois Ches, is Masber, and Meridik Eshver Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Malach in Perek Tes Halacha Vav, in regards to Ben Noyach, he says a Ben Noyach is Nerag al Mishkav Zohar, Afilu Katan. Now, the Rambam doesn't differentiate Bechlal if the Katan is Pachais mi bentes or Yaisim mi bentes. And as always, the Kesef Mishnah Medayik over there, that it's Mashma from the Pashas of the Rambam, that even if the Ben Noyach is Pachais mi bentes, he's Mamish a Katan, still he's going to be Nerag al Mishkav Zohar. In fact, the Kesef Mishnah, so it comes out that the Rambam is telling us that although we know that it doesn't have a Shem Aisa Bia mitzad the Zohar if he's less than a bentes, and a Yisrael who's Oivar Mishkav Zohar, Pachais mi bentes, Avada is not considered an Aveira, and the other Zohar is not going to be Nerag. But a Ben Noyach doesn't have that halacha. A Ben Noyach is going to be Nerag, even if he's Pachas B'Mentes. In fact, the Kesef Mishnah, how did the Rambam know to differentiate between a Yisrael and a Ben Noyach in regards to this halacha? And he blieb shver. Zakti Michas Chinuch, Pshat in the Rambam is Pashit. Because the Rambam tells us later on in that Perek, Hilchos Malach and Perek Tes Halacha Tes, that the Shiurim, which are halacha l'meshir min Sinai, are not Nemar to Ben Noyach. For example, the fact that an achila has to be a kazayas, that doesn't apply to a benayach. If a benayach eats Avram and Achai, even less than a kazayas, he's also going to be nerag. So if you take that Rambam, and you put it together with the Tshuvas Arush that says, that the klal, that a bentes, pachas bentes doesn't have a shem ha'isabiyah, is also from the shiurim that halacha l'meshim Sinai. So it's barer, that this halacha l'meshim Sinai, that he has to have the shiur of a bentes in order for his ma'isabiyah to be a ma'isabiyah, is only gezakt gevarim to Yisrael, and not to benayach. And a Benayach is going to be Nerag, even though he's Pachas Mimentes, just like he's Nerag on Eivir Menachai, even though it's Pachas Mikazayas. As we state in the Minchas Chinuch. However, the Minchas Chinuch asks the Kasha on himself, that in Cain, the Rambam should have taught us this Yisoid, not only in regards to a Mishkav Zachar, but even in regards to other Arayas. Anytime a Pachas Mimentes is Ba on a Isha, on a Eshus Ish, on one of the Kraivim, there also the Rambam should tell us that it's considered a ma'isabia, although he's pachas mi'bentes. Why did the Rambam wait to teach us this din only and specifically in regards to the halacha of Mishkav Zachar and the Mishkav Chinuch Blaibs Shver? The Chayru we could be ma'isif, another ara. If it's true that it's halacha l'mesh mi'sinai, and that's why it doesn't apply to a benayach, so why don't we find that the Rambam should tell us this halacha anywhere in regards to the din of pachas mi'bas gimel shana v'yamechad in regards to an isha? There too, the Rambam should tell us that if the woman is pchus mivaskam moshana v'yam echad, although doesn't have a shem ma'isabiyah in regards to Ben Yisrael, but in regards to Ben Noyach, she does have a shem ma'isabiyah. But on that, Ulai, we can answer that the Rambam holds that we have to be machalek between a pchus mivaskam moshana v'yam echad of an isha and a pachus mivaskam moshana v'yam echad of an ish. And we could say that the Rambam Yad HaChazaka holds that the din of Ben Teshon of Yem Echad, because there is no mitzius which changes from before Ben Teshon of Yem Echad to after Ben Teshon of Yem Echad, so Behech Reach, it's only Halachal Meshim Sinai Ba'alma. The Halachal Meshim Sinai says that the Zohar has to reach a certain age in order for his Maisabiyah to be considered a Maisabiyah. However, in regards to Ba'ashal Shon of Yem Echad, because the Mashmayas is that it's Mitli Tali on the fact that Basula are going to be Chayzrin, so that's a Pashat HaMetzias. Therefore, the Rambam holds, in regards to the din of Ben Teshon of Yom Echad, which is only a Halacha L'Meshim Sinai, that doesn't apply by a Ben Noyach. That only applies by Ben Yisrael. However, the Halacha of Bas Shal Hashanim, which is Tolin HaMetzias, that Metzias is there even by Ben Noyach as well. And that's why the Rambam doesn't tell us anywhere that even a Pchusim Bas Shal Hashanim Yom Echad, that her Ma'isabiyah is going to have a Shem Ma'isabiyah. L'chayr azoy, we would be able to say pshat in the Rambam to answer why the Rambam says in regards to Ben Noyach that pachas mi ben teish hashanah v'yamechad has a shem ma'isabiyah, and he doesn't tell that to us in regards to a pchus mi baskel moshanah v'yamechad by an isha. But l'maise, this doesn't really hold water. First of all, because we said that the Rambam himself in Pirush HaMishnayos tells us that even a Pchus Mevatzkel Moshanim Yamechad in regards to Nisha is also a Halacha L'Meishim Mishinai. Unless we want to make a Machlekes between the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka and the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos. But moreover, the Gemara says on our daf, Memhei Amud Aleph, that the Halacha in regards to an Isha, that she's Ksher L'Kuhuna, if she's Nevel Pchus Mevatzkel Moshanim Yamechad, is a Halacha L'Meishim Mishinai. So how's the Rambam Yad going to stem with our Gemara? Va'id, we still haven't answered the kasha of the Menchas Chinuch. Why, in regards to a zachar, does the Rambam only tell us that a pachis min ben teshan v'yamechad has a shem ma'isabiyah only in regards to the halacha of mishkav zachar? That's an important halacha to know in regards to all arayas, that if the zachar is pachis min ben teshan v'yamechad, that's considered a ma'isa erva, and he's going to be chayiv misa. So l'chayre, the Rambam is tzarechiyim. So I found the Metzia, the Shari Chaim of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, in Masech the Ksubis, Simon Lamed Gimel. He talks about this Rambam. And over there, he brings another Raya, that the din of Chusim Vaz Gimel Shana V'yam Echad, that it doesn't have a Shem Ma'i Sabiya, that's Halacha L'Meshem Sinai, and it's not just a Metzias. Although his Raya is a little bit off subject, but because of its Geshmakite, it's Kedai to say it over. There's a famous Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shuvis that asks the following Shaila. Hare, the Gemara tells us that if there's an animal that was Nirva, and that animal was Meuberis, so not only is the animal itself the mother Psula Lemizbeach, but even the Vlad is also Psula Lemizbeach, because the Vlad is also Nehene from the Maise Revia. So we see over here in that Gemara, that any time a Maisabia occurs in an Isha Mu'uberis, over there it's a Behema Mu'uberis, but L'chayr Hu'adin in a human that's Mu'uberis, the Maisabia is Chal not just in the mother, but there's also a Maisabia which is Chal in the Vlad, because it takes part in the Hanoah Sabia. The Gemara is telling it to us in regards to the fact that it's Psula L'Mizbeach, but that is also L'chayr a true Metzias, any time a woman who's Mu'uberis is Nevelis, that the Maisa Bia also takes place, and it's also Chal in the Ibor. Im kein fragt Rabbi Kiva Eger, a Maridik in the Santa Kasha, how is it mutter for a husband to be Bail Ishtai when she's Mu'uberis? L'chara, that Maisa Bia is taking place in the Vlad as well, so it's as if he's being Bail Bitoi. Azoi fragt Rabbi Kiva Eger. Now, there's a lot what to talk about this, Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's Yidua that the Tiferes Yisrael and Mishnayis has a very big arichas, and he's very sharp against Rebbe Kiveger's kasha. But this is the famous kasha of Rebbe Kiveger. Rebbe Kiveger is in Chuvis Simen Kuf Ayin Beis. And for Rebbe Kiveger, a teretz which is no less baffling, Zok Rebbe Kiveger, and a chanami, Be'etzem, the Baal is being boil bitay as well. But this Bas, who's a Ibor Ba'alma, she's Pchusim Bas Kamol Shanav Yemechad, so doesn't have a Shemai Sabiya B'chal. That's why it's mutter for the husband to be Bayal Ishtai. It's true that when he's being Bayal Ishtai, he's being Bayal Ishtai Upitai, but it doesn't have a Shemai Sabiya Klapi to Bas, because she's Pchusim Mibas Kamoshanim V'yayim Echad. Only in regards to a Behema, where there is no such cloud that the Behema has to be a specific age in order for it to be a Shemai Sabiya. Therefore, even an Ibor is Nirva, and she's Psulul Mizbeach. But Lagabe a human, it's not going to have a Shemai Sabiya. Ad Kan Divir Kiveger. Mikayach this Reb Kiveger, Zoktim Chaim Shmulevitz, it's Muchach that he holds that the din that a bias Pchusim Vaskal Moshan V'yamechad is a Halacha L'Meishim Sinai. Because if we're based on the Metzias that the Basulah are Chayzrin, that Metzias only makes a Nafkamina in a regular Maisabiyah that happens in a Ketana. So because she's still going to remain a Basulah, so the Maisabiyah doesn't have a Shem Maisabiyah. But in a case where the Maisabiyah that's taking place in the Ketana doesn't happen in the Mokam Absulam of the Ketana, it happens via the Maisabiyah that's in the mother, and the Maisabiyah that's happening in the Ketana is because she is also Mitzurif to the Maisabiyah that's happening in the mother. Now the Maisabiyah that's happening in the mother of Avada has a Shem Maisabiyah. That Maisabiyah is Chal Klapi Levlad also. So the fact that her Besuleh would be Chayzer with a Maisabiyah cannot be Mafkiya such a Maisabiyah. The fact that Besulah or Chayzer could only be Mafkiya, Maisabiyah that happens in the Mokum of the Besulim, then we could say, Hare Besulah or Chayzer, doesn't have a Shem Maisabiyah. But in this case, where the Maisabiyah is happening through the mother, which is definitely a full-fledged Maisabiyah, and Mimela, the Bas is also Metzura from a Shtatav to that Maisabiyah, it's a Vada going to have a full-fledged Shem Maisabiyah, Klapi the Vlad, even if it's Pesula HaChayzer. That's true if it would be Tali in the Metzias. Hooray! From this from Kivegar we see, Zogdom Chaim Shulevitz, that the fact that it doesn't have a Shem Maisabiyah has nothing to do with the Metzias, it's a Halach HaMesh Mesinai. And that Halach HaMesh Mesinai applies even in a case where the Maisabiyah is happening through the mother, because it's a blanket rule that a Pchusim Maskim Moshon V'Yamecha doesn't have a Shem Maisabiyah. That's Reb Chaim Shulevitz's Raya, Mikoyach Divri Reb Kivegar, that this Halacha is a Halacha HaMesh Mesinai. And based on that, he goes back to ask the Kash on the Ramam, which we asked, why is there a difference between the din of a katan ben tes, which that halacha meshem sinai doesn't apply by a benayach, to the halacha of a pusim maskim hashan v'yamechad, which does apply by a benayach? Hare, both of them are halacha meshem sinai. Now, in the etzem raya that the Chaim Shulevitz has from Rivki Vager, l'chayra, we could be mafalpel, as a side note, based on the two mahalchem that we explained, what the tliya is between the fact that Pesulah Chayzer and the fact that it doesn't have a Shem Maisabiyah. Because if you say, like the Rambam, that the fact that Pesulah Chayzer is an indication that she's not Nivela and it's not Chal and Raguf Hashem Maisabiyah, so then we can understand what Chaim Shulevitz says, that the fact that the Pesulah Chayzer is only an indication that it's not a Maisabiyah if the Maisabiyah happened by Makam Absulim. So the fact that the Pesulah Chayzer tell us, no, she's still a Pesulah and not a Bu'ula. But if we have a Maisabiyah mitzad acher through the mother, then the fact that she still has Basulim doesn't tell us anything to be mafkiya the Shem Maisabiyah that happened in her through the mother. Then we could hear what Reb Chaim Shulevitz says. But l'chayr, if we say, based on what we said on Rashi, that if her guf does not yet have that maturity, that her Basulim won't be chayzer, so it's like gamru Basuleha labiyah, so this guf isn't an isha ha-ru'uya labiyah, so that l'chayr should not be mechalik between if the Maisabiyah happens in her Makam Sulim or the Maisabiyah happens via the mother. The etzem fact that she did not reach that level of development where she is a Re'uya Labiyah, and the Simon Lakach would be when it's Gamru Busuleh, so she finished her development, now she could have a Maisabiyah. So this guf is not a guf Shalem in regards to Maisabiyah. If it's not a guf Shalem in regards to Maisabiyah, even if the Maisabiyah happens to happen through a different channel, through the mother, nevertheless, this guf isn't a guf for Re'uya Labiyah, and the Chayre, Rebbe Kivayga would be correct, even if it's Toli in the Amitzias, and even if it's not a Lachal Meshem Sinai, because Kozman, she's not fully developed, any Maisabiyah doesn't have a Shem Maisabiyah in her. That's the Chayre, what we could be Mefalpal. But Al Kopanim, we anyway have a Raya L'Chayre from the Lashon of the Gemara and Daf Memhei, and from the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis, that the din of Chusim Baz Kumo Shonim Yemechad is also Lachal Meshem Sinai. So we're back to the question, how do we understand this Rambam, that the Rambam specifically tells us in regards to a Katan, Pachas B'Ben Tashanim, in regards to Mishkav Zachar, that doesn't apply by Benayach, but everything else does apply by Benayach. So Reb Chaim Shulevitz over there in Shari Chaim says a Mori Dekiyasait. He says that in regards to this din, that a Pachas B'Ben Tashanim Yemechad, her Maisabi isn't a Maisabiyah, there are two dinim. One is mitzad the metzias, that because Reb Sulah or Chayzin, therefore doesn't have a Shem Maisabiyah, because the Shem Maisabiyah is mitli toli in that metzias. And then there's another din, which is the Halacha HaMesh Mesinai, which says that it doesn't have a din Maisabiyah. And the nafkamina of that Halacha HaMesh Mesinai is that even if we'll find the Hechatimtze where the metzias does not apply, nevertheless, the Halacha HaMesh Mesinai shtels avek, that at that age, it doesn't have a Shem Maisabiyah. And Reb Chaim Shulevitz says that these two halachas are also applicable in regards to Ben Tes. Although it's not mafurish in the Gemara which metzias in the guf changes from before Ben Tes to after Ben Tes, but he says it's mestaber that there is a certain metzias that does take place. And even in regards to Ben Tes and of Zachar, also both dinim are present. First of all, there's a certain development mitzad the metzias that changes with Ben Tes, and that metzias is what gives it a Shem Maisabiyah. V'ayit is halachal mesh mesinai that tells us that even b'mikra, where that metzias is not present, the halachal mesh mesinai comes and tells us that a pachas b'ben tashanim v'yamechad doesn't have a shem maisabiyah b'chlal. Now, benayach, which doesn't have a halachal mesh mesinai, so by him, it's all mititali in the metzias. If the metzias is kayim, that it's a pachas b'chusim v'as shal shanim, or pachas b'ben tes, that therefore it doesn't have a shem maisabiyah, That's going to apply to Ben Noach as well. But in a case where the Metzias is not Negea, and we're only coming Mikoyach Lelocha Mesh Mesinai, that's only the Gabi Ben Yisrael, and not the Gabi Ben Noach. Then in regards to Shar Arayas, for example, a Ben Teshan of Yem Echad, that's being Bayal and Isha Asura, there is no chilik between a Ben Noach and a Yisrael, because a Ben Teshan of Yem Echad is a Metzias Tekazach, and Pachas Ben Teshan of Yem Echad, would it be considered a Maisa Bias Isser, Bias Arayas, even the Gabi Ben Noach? Which is why the Rambam isn't Mechalik in regards to Shar Arayas, that a guy, even Pachas Ben Teshan of Yem Echad, has a Shem Maisa Bias. However, in regards to the halacha of Mishkav Zachar, in Mishkav Zachar there's a Bayal and there's a Nival. The Bayal, by him, it applies the regular Metzias of a Bias Ben Teshan of Yem Echad, and Pachas Ben Teshan of Yem Echad would not be considered a Maisa Bias. However, in regards to the Nival, there, Be'emes Mitzad the Metzias, there is no difference if he's a Ben Teshan of Yem Echad or he's Pachas Ben Teshan of Yem Echad. The only reason why we wouldn't consider Mitzad the Nival of the Zachar, that it's a Shem Maisa Bias, Be'pachas Ben Teshan of Yem Echad, is only Mikayach the Lachal Maisha Mesinai that says that his Bias doesn't have a Shem Maisa Bias. But Mitzad the Metzias, that Metzias only applies by the proactive Bayal and not by the Nival. And that's Be'emes the Mashmois of the Lashon HaRambam over there that he says, V'chayiv ala Zachor, Ben Katan Ben Gadol, V'ala Behema, Ben Ktana Ben Gdaila. Mashma from the Lashon of the Rambam that he's referring to the Nival, that a Ben Noach that's Ba'ala Zohar, whether the Zohar that he's Ba'on is a Katan or a Gadol, he's Chayiv. Like the Divrei of Chaim Shulevitz, that his halacha specifically in regards to the Nival, but not in regards to the Ba'al. And Chaim Shulevitz continues and he says, that that's Pshat in Rabbi Kivi Eger who says, that it isn't a problem for a husband to be Ba'al his wife who's Mu'uberis, because the Uber is Pchusim Ba'ashal Hashanam Yemechad, even though the Metzias Dika problem of Pchusim Bashal Sham Yem Echad, that Rabbi Sulam Archaizer isn't applicable over here, like we were Masber earlier B'Shmai, because this Maisa B isn't happening with Mokam Absulam, and like we were Masber that it stems with the Havana of the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis the Rambam. Nevertheless, there still remains the Halacha L'Meishim Mesinai, which says that even with Mokam where the Svar doesn't apply, it became a Klal Halacha L'Meishim Mesinai that Pchusim Bashal Sham Yem Echad, her bia is not a maisa bia, and that halacha applies even b'makim where her bia is happening through the mother. Ad kan divrei Reb Chaim Shulevitz. Now it's important to be maisif, and it's a shtickel pella that he himself is not ma'ir in this, that in Cain it should come out that a ben noyach is also to be bayil his wife who's mu'uberis, because he doesn't have the halacha l'meishim Sinai, he only has the mitzias dik and akuda that apchusim b'ashal shanu v'yayim echad, her psulam are going to be chayzer. And that doesn't apply b'makam where the bia happens through the mother. So it should come out that every ben noyach who's ba'al ishtay mu'uberes is being over arayis, because if she's a girl, he's being ba'al bitay, and if it's a boy, it's mishkav zachar v'tzaruch ion. Akopanim, it comes out that in the shiloh that we asked in the beginning of the shir, whether the fact that psuleh are chayzen before gimel shana v'yem echad, and the din, that it doesn't have a Shem Maisa Bia when she's less than Gimel Shana V'yem Echad, if they're Tali Zebezeh or not. And we had two possible Mahalchim. Either we said, Al Pi Pashas Min Asvara, these are two totally separate Halachas, they have no Shaykhis. Or we said, Min Harayis, that these two things do have a Shaykhis. And we were Masbir, because a Bia in a Pchusim Ba'ashal Shana V'yem Echad is missing in the Shir, it's not a Bia Chashuva. And the Halacha Meshi Messina comes in and says, that in Azah Oifen, it doesn't have a din Bia B'chlal. And now we have a third mahalach from the Shari Chaim, from Chaim Shmulevitz, in Masechta Ksubis of Simon Lamed Gimel. He says there are two dinim. There's one, the Metzias, the fact that she's a Pchusim Ba'ashal Shana V'yamechan, or B'sulah Ar-Chayzen, Mitzad the Metzias, even without a Lachal Meshim Sinai, it's a Suvara, that therefore doesn't have a Shem Maisa Bia. And besides for that, there's a Lachal Meshim Sinai that tells us that even B'makam, where the Suvara doesn't apply, it doesn't have a Shem Maisa Bia. B'makam, where the Suvara applies, it applies Bain to Ben Yisrael and Bain to Ben Noach, and B'makam where the Svar doesn't apply, we only have the Lachal Meshim Sinai, that's only by Ben Yisrael and not by a Ben Noach. Ad kan this Meiridik Inyan. Now, L'chayra, we have to be Moisif a Meiridik Ha'ara, which is Zegeya, the Hemshach of the Gemara in our daf. Tan Rabbanan, Meisif B'isha Achas Shabbos Lefnei Rabbi Kiva, Amrlai, Nev'alti B'teich Shalei Shanim, Ma'ani Lekuna. She said that she had a Bia less than Gimel Shanim Yem Echad, and she was wondering if she was Kshera Tekuna or not. Amrla Kshera at Lakuna. Rabbi Kiva said she's Kshera. Amrlai Rabbi Emshel Chamashal Amad Avadayme Litinaik Shatamulai Tzbayi Bedvash Parmishayna Vishniya Gairba Shlishis Matzitza. So she explained, like Rashi is Masber, that she had a Tam and she had a Noah from the Maisabiyah. Amrlai Rabbi Kiva first answered her, Imkain Psula at Lakuna. Ra Talmidim Staklam Zebezeh. Lamaise, it was just Lechade the Talmidim. And the MS is that there's a halacha l'meish Sinai state in the Gemara that a pchusim v'ashalashanim is kshera l'kahuna. Now we have to understand this Gemara. It's mashma from the Gemara that be'emes, the fact that she said that she had a tam bia would be a svara to asar l'kahuna. And to that, the appropriate response was that there's a halacha l'meish Sinai that says that she's kshera l'kahuna. Now l'chayre v'prat, according to the shtickle of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, that says that the fact that Aisha's Pchusim Vashal Hashanim Yemecha doesn't have a Shem Aisabiyah, that's Be'etzem a Svara, because the Pesulim are Chayzrim. So what was the Havamina to say that she had a Tam Bia, that therefore she's going to be a Surah? And what is the Maskana that says, Halach Al Meshim Sinai? Why do we specifically have to come on to the Halach Al Meshim Sinai in this case? Why would we think that this is different than every regular Pchusim Vashal Hashanim Yemecha, which it's a Svara Pshuta, that her Bia doesn't have a Shem Aisabiyah, because of the mere fact that Pesulei HaChayzrim. It's mashma that this is different because she has a tambia, and the only response to that is because of Halacha L'meishe Misinai. And L'chayre, Alpi Kol Dvareinu Anal, we could explain, based on the Gemara in Masechta Yevam, Mustaf Ayin Vavam and Aleph. The Gemara brings down over there a Halacha from Rav Huna that says, Nashim HaMesayleis Zu Bezu Pesuleis Lekuna. If you have two women that are mesayleis, they're meshavshafais nikvasam zulazu derech bia, Rav Huna shita is that passels them to kahuna. So we see the Rav Huna holds that you don't actually need a maisa bia, even though it's in a cave and in a cave, and it doesn't really have a shem maisa bia whatsoever. Nevertheless, it has a shem maisa's nus, because it's derech tashmish, and that's enough to give her a shem zayna to passel her to kahuna. The maisa, the Gemara over there says, Amar Rava less hilchasa, the halacha is not like Rav Huna. And the Gemara explains that because an Isha is Pritzusa Ba'alma, because it's an Isha with an Isha, it's just a Maisa Pritzus, and it doesn't have a Shem of a Maisa Znus. Al-Pizel, L'chayri could understand the Havmina of our Gemara, that because she had a Tam in the Maisa Bia, even though she was Pchusim V'ashal Hashanah B'yayim Echad, and her Besulim Archaizer, nevertheless, that would suffice to give it a Shem Maisa Znus to Asra Tekuna. Because Hare, we see that we don't need a Maisa Bia Gemura in order that she should have a Shem Zayna. Even somewhat of a Dimion of a Derech Tashmish gives it a Shem Znus, and she's Psula Lakuna, although it isn't considered a Maisa Bia. And although we don't hold of the din of Nashim Asayla Zubazu, that's because an Isha with an Isha is Pritusa Ba'alma. But a Kapanim, there's definitely a Makam to say that an Isha with an Ish, even though she is Pchusim Vashal Hashanah V'yam Echad, and it doesn't have a Shem Maisa Bia Gemura because her Psula Marchaizer, but Evada, it's not less than a Maisa's Nus, because it's Derech Tashmish, and that would answer her Lakuna, because she Akapanim had the Tam Bia. Nevertheless, the Maskana Sagamara is that it's Halacha L'Meishe Misinai that she's Kshera Lakuna. And the Pshat is, because Halacha L'Meishe Misinai, B'Mishnasli of Reb Chaim from Levis and Shari Chaim, comes to tell us that even B'Makam where Mitzad the Etzem Mitzias of the Maisa Bia, there is nothing missing. Nevertheless, there's a cloud. The Halacha L'Meishe Misinai says that a Pchusim V'Ashal Hashon V'Yem Echad is not a Bas Bia B'Chlal. And therefore, the Gemara is telling us that Erni Maisa's Nus is only applicable in a woman who is B'Cheftze a Bas Bia. If the Chasarn is Mitzad the Maisa, so then we can handle and say, this Maisa is enough of a Maisa's Nus, it's a Mixas Bia, and it's enough to Asar Her Lakuna. But if there's a Halacha L'Meishe Misinai that tells us that even B'Makam where Mitzad the Maisa Bia, there's nothing that's missing in the Maisa Bia, nevertheless, there's a Halacha L'Meishe Misinai, a Klal, that a Pchusim V'Ashal Hashanim, her Bia isn't a Bia. That means to say, in this age, she's not a Bas Bia B'Chlal. If she's not a Bas Bia B'Chlal, then any Maisa's Nus that she does doesn't have a Shem Maisa's Nus at all either. So this explains the Havamina that she should be a Surah Lakuna. Because Akalpana Mitzad, the Maise, it has a Shem Maise's Nus. And that's Be'emes the Lashon of Rashi, B'divri Amaschel Matzitza, Koloimar, Af Ani Ta'amti Tam Znus. Rashi chooses specifically the Lashon of Znus, and he doesn't say Tam Bia, because it doesn't really have a Shem Maisa Bia. But Akalpanim, it does have a Shem Maisa Znus. And the Maskanos of Gemara, that once we have the Lachal Meshem Sinai, and she's not a Bas Bia Bechlal, so therefore it doesn't have a Shem Maisa Znus at all either. Adkan this married the Ge'inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. The Mishnah on Memheyam Abayz brings down the din that a Bas Achas Esrei Shana of Yom Echad, an 11-year-old girl, Nidareha Nivdokin, and so too a Ben Shteim Esrei Shana of Yom Echad, Nidar of Nivdokin, which means that even though this girl is not a Bas Mitzvah until she's Shteim Esrei Shana of Yom Echad, and the boy is not a Bar Mitzvah until he's Shleis Esrei Shana of Yom Echad, nevertheless, a year before, Nidarehem Nivdokin, like the Mishnah is Masber, that if they yedeya l'shem mi nedarnu, l'shem mi yekdashnu, if they know l'shem mi, their neder and the hektish is chal, so nedreyem neder ve'ekdesham hektish. This klal is known around Shas as the inin of mufla hasamuch le'ish. And it's machlekes in the Gemara later on Daf Mem Vav, and in Masechta Nazir Daf Chavtes, if this is mederaisa umederabanan. Now the lashon mufla hasamuch le'ish, Rashi later on Daf Mem Vav Amar Aleph, B'divri HaMaschol Kiyafli is Masbir. Mufla Samach Le'ish. Mufla is Yedeya Lefaresh L'Shem Mi Nodar. Because the Pasuk uses a Lashon of Ish Kiyafli, Yafli means the person who utters a neder. So Mufla means he's Yedeya L'Shem Mi, he's being Mafli. And if you hold it, a Mufla Samach Le'ish is Medaraiser, so Rashi is Masbir, that from the extra word that it says Ish Kiyafli, and it doesn't just say Ish Kiyidar Neder, we learn that as long as he's a bar hachi to know l'shem mi, he's being mafli, l'shem mi, he's being neider, so it's enough that the neder should be chal. Nevertheless, this is only if he's samach l'ish, which means the last year of katnus, between 11 and 12 for a girl, and between 12 and 13 for a boy. Now, l'chayr, we have to be chayker, what kind of din is this? Yesh lachkar, do we say that be'etzem kozman, that he's not a bar mitzvah, and she's not a bas mitzvah, they're not a Ben Yud Gimel and a Bas Yud Bey, so Be'etzem they're a Katan. Nevertheless, as a Gzeris HaKosov or Takana Darabanan, that because they're Yedeya LaHaflois, that the Neder is Chal. And it's a new din that the Neder is Chal Afilu Bekatnos. Aydilma, the Torah over here, or the Takana Darabanan, is being Megale, that there's a new Geder, there's a new Darga of Gadlus Le'inian Neder. Ube Yeser Bir. That means that even though Legabi Kol Advarim, they don't have a Shem Gadol until Ben Yud Gimel or Bas Yud Beis, but because they're Yedei L'Shemi Neder, so they have a Shem of a Bardas Le'inyan Neder, so that gives them a status of a Gadol Le'inyan Neder. Now, L'Chayra, the Mashmais of Rashi and Arasugya, is like the second sad, that they have a Shem Gadol Le'inyan Neder. Rashi in the Mishnah, when he's coming to be Masber, the Kaidim Asmanazeh, before Bas Achas Esrei Shana or Ben Shteim Esrei Shana, that Ein Edreim Neder, so Rashi with the Vyamaskal ain't a drain either, diktanim hain, because they're ktanim. Mashma, that teichazman, and their yedei alahaflois, that then they don't have the status of ktanim hain. Also Rashi in the Gemara, with the Vyamaskal sakadaitoch baitkan oilam, Rashi teich dvarav is masbir, that kaidim azman azeh, the reason why vidika doesn't help, is the afilu yoda, even if he knows, katan who he has a shame katan. Again, it's mashma, that once she is a Bas Achas Esrei Shana, or he's a Ben Shteim Esrei Shana, that he doesn't have a status of a Katan Le'inyan Neder. And so to Rashi later, B'divrei Maschil Sulei Nivdoik, V'lichazke B'ktana. So Kama V'kama Rashi's around the Sugya are Mashma, that it's an Inyan of Gadlus Le'inyan Neder, but before the age of Mufla Samach Le'ish, then they have a Shem of Katan, and even if they're Yedei L'Haflois, they can't get a Shem Gadol. Which explains why Be'emes there's an age from when Yedei L'Haflois helps. If it was just a Nayek Zeres HaKosov that even though they're Ketanim, because they're Yedei L'Haflois, their Neder is a Neder, we would need a Hesber why it only specifically starts from a year prior to Godless. But the Fihanal it's understood because this alone has a Shem Godless in a Neder. And therefore you need a combination of the fact that they're Bnei Das, they're Yedei L'Haflois, and the fact that they already are the age of a Samuch Le'ish. That's the tziruf of being a mufla hasamach le'ish, that together they have a shem of a gadol le'inyan neder. And the emes is, this is mashma really in the Gemara in Masechta Nazir, Tafchav Tesam Advez. The Gemara's lashon over there is, im gadol ani. If I'm a gadol, eye b'shvil atzmi, I want to make the neder. And Taisus over there is masber. Gadol ani le'inyan kabbalas nedarim. Like it's mevor in the context of the sugi over there. They were talking about the einus on nedarim being a mufa samach le'ish, and he's called a gadol le'inyan kabbalas nedarim. Mefurish like it's mevor in Rashi in our sugi. In Behemshik we will see that Lechair in the Rambam, it's mashma that it's not so pashit. But a kapanim, that's the pashtus of Rashi and Taisvis in our sugya, and that explains the tziruf of mufla asamach leish. Now let's go weiter to the next inyan. There's a mardik of puzzling Rashi in our Mishnah. Rashi is coming to be mazber the halacha that once a nekeva reaches ben shtemes reshana and a zachar reaches ben yud gimel shana, even if they don't know l'shemi nidarnu, l'shemi yikdashnu, still nidra neder v'kdesh nektesh. Frek Rashi v'divri amaschal afilo amro eina niyaydin, u'b'chlal shayta nami le'mechzakin en lo. The chayre, Rashi's bothered, if they don't know l'shemi nidarnu, l'shemi yikdashnu, even though they're gdailin, but they should have a shem of a shayta. And because they're a shayta, the neder and the hektesh should not be chal. So Rashi, no, le'mechzakin en lo, d'soifai lovei l'chlal das. It's true that currently they don't have das, but because they're soifei lovei l'chlal das, they don't have a shem of a shaita. And Rashi is meisif more. Ve'ein shaita ela hamakarei ksusoi v'alon v'beis hakvaris v'yotzei yichidi b'layla. The status of shaita is only somebody who does these three things. U'kumavur in the sugya in mesechta chagiga. So be'emes, Rashi is very, very shver. First of all, tzarech bir, why does Rashi have even a havamina that because of the fact that he just doesn't know the shame me, the nether is a nether, and the shame me, the hektish is a hektish, that should give him the status of a shaita. Akdekachla, Rashi has to answer, it's only because he's soifei lovei l'chlal das, or Rashi has to differentiate, they need one of the three simanim. Mashma, that be'emes Rashi has a working havamina that the etzem fact that he doesn't know the shame me, the nether is a nether, that should give him a status of a shaita. The tzorach bi'er tuva. Ubi yaiser, another question, which is brought down in the Maratzchias, and he quotes the Shagas Aryeh, that the Shagas Aryeh in his tshuva asked this question, that the Chayr Rashi is soiser himself mitchilosei l'soifei. In the beginning, Rashi asks that he should be a shaita, and Rashi's answer is, soifei lovei l'chlal das. It seems that Rashi is teaching us a Maritik Yisayt, that even if you have a person who's currently a shaita, but if you know that he's soifei lovei l'chlal das, he doesn't have a shem shaita begavra. That means to say, currently he's missing his das. But to have a shem shaita, it has to be even somebody who's not soifei lovei l'chlal das. But then Rashi says that the only thing that makes a person a shaita is only if you have those three simanim of mekarei ksusei and lam beis akvaris v'yetzi chidi b'layla. So in Cain, it's pshita that he's not a shaita just because of the fact that he's eini edei l'shem inadar, and Rashi doesn't need anymore the answer of soifei lovei l'chlal das. So what's Rashi's real teretz? Is it because soifei lovei l'chlal das, or because he doesn't have a shem shaita b'chal, even if he's not soifei lovei l'chlal das, unless he has the simanim of mesechta chagiga? So the Shagas Aryeh over there is coming to address a famous shaila that took place in his days, which was known as the Kaliva get, the get from Kaliva. The basic story is that there was a person who got married, and on Shabbos Sheva Brachas, which they called Shabbos Shenkvein, he went out in the middle of the afternoon and he spent many hours in the forest alone. And that was considered a Maisa Shtus. That was ample evidence that this person is a shaita. Why is he running away from the Kala and the family and the Matzah of Shabbos Sheva Brachas, spending hours and hours in the forest alone? So his Shver cleverly went and took him, and he took him on a trip, and he took him to the city of Kaliva, and he recommended that he give a get to his wife. And the Kaliva Rav was beside of the get, and with that the story L'chaira ended. However, a big tumult arose, that L'chaira, he has a Shem Shaita because of this Maisa. And in Cain, he's not able to be Megarish. A Shaita can't be Megarish. So there's a tremendous tumult Bein HaGadaylam. And one of the Nakudas of the tumult was whether we say that for one specific Maisa Shtus, he has a Shem Shaita or not. Because Haray, this person was able to conduct a coherent conversation, chutz from that one Maisa Shtus, that he went in isolation into the forest on the day of Shabbos Sheva Brachas, everything else was normal. Does he have a Shem Shaita because of one Maisa or not? The Shagas Aryeh, who eventually is Matir, the Shagas Aryeh Teich Dvarav brings down a Maridik Aloshan Rambam in Hilchas Eidus. The Rambam says over there in Perek Tes, Zeh L'Shaynai, Hashayte posel lahayid min atayra. Lefisha ene ben mitzvahs. Veloy shayte shum halich oram umashabra kalim vizarek avanam lavad. Lav davka shayte who does these terrible things like mahalach oram umashabra kalim vizarek avanam, the nyanim of mesechta chagiga. Ela kol misha nitrafa daitoi. Venimtses daitoi meshubeshas tamid. Bedavar min advarim. Any person that's nitrafa daitoi. And his das is meshubesh in one specific davar min advarim. Afal pishu hu medaber v'shoyel ke'inim v'shar advarim. Even though in regards to other things, he doesn't seem to be a shayte. Hareze posel u'bechlal shayte yechashev. Ad kan l'shayne Rambam. Is medag l'shagasari, you see that as long as it's a shayte v'davar min advarim, that's enough to give him a status of a shayte. So to this person, v'davar min advarim, in that specific inyan, of running away into hiding on the day of Shabbos Sheva Brachas for a few hours in the forest. He wasn't chayzer from that thing. He still was aymed, liable to do such a thing again. So maybe as Hashem shayta legamri, leinin kol davar. However, zakt shagis aryeh, that our Rashi in Masech Denida daf memhei amabeis, seems to be seiser as atzmai mitchilas ayatzayfei in this inyan. Because in the beginning, Rashi wants that he should be considered a shayta because of the etzim fact that he doesn't know the shame me neither. Mashma zok the shagasari, like he holds like the shitas Rambam, that the fact that he's a shaita l'davar echad, and that one specific thing is that he doesn't know the shame me neither, the shame me maktish, that he has a shem shaita. Aydilma zok the shagasari, no, you could say like the seif of Rashi. Rashi in the end seems to say that the only thing that makes him be considered a shaita is only if he's mikareik susi, lan bubesek varas, etc. Those are the things that make him have a shem shaita. But the etzem fact that he just doesn't know this specific thing, l'shem neither, doesn't give him a shem shaita. So the tchilas Rashi is mashma, yeah, like the Rambam, and the soif tivri Rashi is mashma, not like the Rambam. Zok the shagasari, das Rashi, leinus barali heitev. So the shagasari wants to answer that Rashi holds a pshara. He holds that if he's a shaita in regards to one specific inyan, so he has a din shaita specifically in regards to that inyan. Avadi won't have a shem shaita klali legabi kol davar. He'll be kosher le'edus. But because he has a shem shaita le'inyan in arasugya, le'inyan that he doesn't know the shem neither, so in the world of nadarim, he has a shem shaita. And therefore, in regards to the get from kliva, the fact that he has a shem shaita legabi going out into the forest doesn't give him a shem shaita le'inyan gerishin. And that explains why Rashi has to say that the only reason why he doesn't have a shem shaita legabi nadarim in arasugya is because he's Saifai Love Lechlal Das. Saifai Love Lechlal Das has a shame of a bar das, even in regards to Nedarim. Why does Rashi afterwards say that he only has a Shem Shaita if he's daimed to those things in Masechta Chagiga? Rashi means to use them as a mashal. That just like those things in Masechta Chagiga, which are the criteria to make him have a Shem Shaita in and called over, it's only because he's never Saifai Love Lechlal Das. A person who goes and he's Lon Bebeis HaKvaris and he's Kareik Susay, etc., we assume that it's not Bekoichai for him to get his senses back, unless a new Chiddush happens, but he's not Soifai Lovi Lechal Das. So too, in regards to Arasugya, which we're not talking about a Shaita Klali, we're talking about a Shaita Le'inyan Echad, also has that same Klal that he only has a Shem Shaita if he's not Soifai Lovi Lechal Das, and therefore, in a case of a Ben Yud Gimel and a Bas Yud Beis, where we could assume that even if he currently doesn't know the Shem Yinadar, that he's Saifi Lavid Chaldas, he's not going to have a Shem Shaita, even Lagabe, the Inyan of Neder alone. Hayyaitse, that we have three Mahalchim, how to be Kaveya if a person has a Shem Shaita. Al Pi Pashtos, a Shem Shaita is Nikva, according to the criteria in Mistech Techagiga, in which case he has a Shem Shaita, Lekola Tayrakula. Mitzad Cheni, the Ramah Menuchos Eidus Perak Tessas Mashma, that even if he's a shaita bedover min advarim, that's enough to give him a klolius to kashem shaita lekola terakula. And in Shitas Rashi, the Shagasari is medayik, that a person who shows signs of being a shaita in one specific naisei, he has a shem shaita and a din shaita legabi that thing. But legabi everything else, he doesn't have a din shaita. Adkan the beer in Rashi. But lechayra, we have to be maisef a ha'ara, that apipashtos, the kvius of the Shem Shaita in the Gavra is because a person is missing a certain amount of seichel. He's missing the kalim to have das. If you have a person who has the kalim to have das, just he's ignorant, he never learned, that wouldn't give him a Shem Shaita, not even Linyan Echad. Now, in our Mishnah, that we make a bedika if he's yedei l'shem minayd l'shem mihektish, it's not mavur that a person who doesn't know l'shem minayd l'shem mihektish, that it means he's a person who's not capable of understanding it, that he's chaser in a certain area in a seichel to be able to understand it. Alpipasha just means a person who just doesn't have that actual das. He just didn't learn it. So Cain, even according to the beer of the Shagasari, it's Sarach beer, why does Rashi hold that that should have a Shem Shreita, even a Shreita le'inyan Adarim? Mechateisa, this person is a Shreita that he's not capable of understanding l'shemi nader, l'shemi hektesh. Alpipashas is just an Amaratzis. He happens to not understand the way Nadarim and Hektesh work. Why should Rashi even have a Havmina that for that he would have a Shem Shreita? V'ulai, the Shagasari will answer, that calls a Nichlal in the Teretz of Rashi that he says that he's Seifei Lovei L'chlal Das. The Pshat in Seifei Lovei L'chlal Das is that he's not missing any of the Kalim. He just happens to not know. Therefore, if we teach him, he's Seifei Lovei L'chlal Das. Versus a Mekareya Ksusei and a Lan Beveis HaKvaris and a Yetzi Yechidi that's actually missing something in his brain. And because of that, he's obviously not Seifei Lovei L'chlal Das. He's not a person that we just have to be masber the dangers of being Yetzi Yechidi Balayla. He's a person that can't understand it. And Memele, he has a Shem Shaita. Masha'enkein, a person who's not Yedeel, Mishem Yined L'Shem Yehektish, we're going to assume that he's not Chosar in his Seichel, he just happens to not know. Ulai, that's how the Shagasari is going to be masber the Shitas Rashi. But Ulai, we could be Maisif, Pshat in our Rashi, Ba'ifin, that it doesn't have anything to do with the sugya of the Kliva Get and the Rambam Menuchos Eidus, and I hope that I won't be considered a Shaita Le'inin Echad for saying this Malach, that it's possible that Avada Rashi holds that a general Shem Shaita Avada usually requires the criteria that are set forth in Masechta Chagiga. And a person who's a Shaita in regards to a specific thing, and Avada is just Chasser, a specific Das in a specific Inyan, doesn't have a Shem Shaita Bechlal, not even the Gabi that Inyan. Could be Rashi specifically had this kasha only in regards to Nadarim. Because once we see in the world of Nadarim that the Torah says Ish Kiyafli, which means Lechumra, that you could have a person who's a Katan and a Ketana. Nevertheless, the fact that they have Das Lehaflois, and they have that Das, that they're Yedeya L'Shemi Nod L'Shemi Hektish, that gives them a Shem of a Ben Das L'Gabi Nadarim, which is why they have a Shem Godel L'Gabi Nadarim. So in Cain, Rashi holds that Hu Adin Farkert. If you have a person that could be he is a Godel and he's considered a Pikech, not a Shaita L'Chol in Yonei Atayra, but if he's missing the Das L'Gabe L'Shemi Nadal L'Shemi Hektish, so he doesn't have a Shem Ben Das L'Gabe Nadarim and Hektish. Rashi says Shaita, he doesn't mean the classic interpretation of a Shaita, a person who's missing something in his cognition, in his Seichel, in his ability to understand. Could be that Rashi's use of Shaita in Arasugya means that this person, although he's a Godol, but he doesn't have a Shem of a Ben Das L'Inyan Nadarim. He's not a Ish Kiyafli. He doesn't have that Das. If he's not a Ben Das L'Gabi Nadarim, so his Nadar should not be Chal. Just like we say L'Chumra that a Ben Das L'Nadarim has a Shem of a Godol L'Nadarim, a Shem of a Ben Das L'Nadarim, maybe we would say L'Kula as well. A person, although he's a Godol L'Chol Inyanei Atayra, but if he's not a Ben Das, he doesn't have the Das of Yedeya L'Haflois, that gives him a non-Shem Ben Das L'Inyanei Nadarim, and his Nadar is not Chal. To which Rashi is going to answer, no, because he's Soifi Lovi L'Chol Das, he doesn't have a Shem Shaita. The Hainu, that it's possible to give a Katan Das and he should have a Shem Ben Das. But Farkert, a person who's Bechevtza Ben Das, the fact that he Befail doesn't actually have the Das, is not going to give him a Shem of a Lav Ben Das and a Shaita, even Le'inyan Ish Kiyafli, but rather we're going to say, he's a Soifi Lovi L'Chol Das, he's a person who Bekoyach has it within him of having the Das, and he's Bechlal the Din of Nedarim, of Ish Kiyafli, Lindar Neder. And it's Oisfer that he says, V'ein Shaita Elamakarei Ksusai, means that now that I'm Keveya, that there's no such thing as a Lav Ben Das, Le'inin Nedarim, so we're back to the general Klal, that the only way that he could have a Shem Shaita, even the Gabi Nedarim, is only somebody who's a full-fledged Shaita, which is that he's Mekarei Ksusai, Lom Beis Akvaris, etc. Ulai, this is a possible pshat in Rashi. V'yesh oid harbe ma laharach binyin zeh, but ein kan mekaymai ubasi rak la'ayrer. Now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Mishnah says that a bas achas es reshana and a bench named as Reshana, their nadarim are nivdakin. But once a girl becomes a bas shemes Reshana, and a boy becomes a ben yud gemel shana, then even if we're baidik and they don't know l'shemi nadarnu, l'shemi yekdashnu, that the nether is a nether. And Rashi's masber, but if you're maschol, afilu am enani yaydin, gdailimim, because they're gdailim. Which means that this cloud, that they have to be yedei l'shemi nadar, and yedei l'shemi makdish, is only in regards to the din of muflas samach l'ish. But once they have a full-fledged shem gadol, even if though they're missing in their understanding of a shemi nadar, it's not missing in the actual nether, and it's chal. Now, according to this pshat of Rashi, that they are gadol, so it's obvious that the age of 12 for a girl and 13 for a boy is not enough, but they also have to bring shtei sairis, like in regards to kol tarikula, the godless needs, besides for the shanim, it needs sairis. However, the Rambam Hilchos Nadarim, Parakeet Aleph, is mavur that he has an entirely different shot in our Mishnah. Because the Rambam over there, in Halacha Gimel, when he brings the Halacha of a ben Shleishas Veshana and a Bashas Shtemas Veshana, that their neder is a neder, even though they don't know L'shemi Nadarnu, L'shemi Ekdashnu. Zog the Rambam is Elishaynoi, Dvarei and Kayoman Vekdesh and Hekdesh V'nedrei and Adarim, Afal Pishaloi Hevi'u Shtei Cyrus. Even though they clearly did not bring Shtei Cyrus, Vizu hi einas nadarim ha'amura b'chol makim. And that's called einas nadarim in Gans Shas. So it comes out that the Rambam is teaching us that there are two halachas which are included in the klal of muflas samach le'ish. There's the first halacha of a bas achases reishana and a ben shtemes reishana, that their neder is a neder only if the yedeya l'shemi nadarnu l'shemi yekdashnu. And then there's a second din which is also a chidush din, that once they reached Bas Yud Beis and Ben Yud Gimel, even if they don't have Cyrus and they don't have Hashem Gadol L'chol Inyani HaTaira, nevertheless they reached Einas Nadarim and their Neder is going to have Hashem Neder, even though they don't know L'Shem Mi Nadarnu L'Shem Mi Hekdashnu. And like the Rambam continues over there in Halacha Dalet, Hayil Ve'egiu L'Shnei Hagdailim, once they reach the years of Godless, Nidreim Kayamin Af Apish Le'eviu Simonim Vadayin Leinasu Gdailim L'chol Dover. Although they're not Gdailim L'chol Dover, the Shneis Godless alone are enough in order to give them Hashem Gadol L'gabe Nidarim. Now, earlier in the Shir, we were Chaker whether the din of Mufla Samach Le'ish is a special Xeris Akasal that even though he has Hashem Katan, but because he's Yedei L'Haflais, the Neder has Hashem Nader. Or the Pshat is that the fact that he's Yedei L'Haflais means that he's a bendas and he has a shem gadol le'inin nedarim. And we said that the mashmais of Rashi is that he has a din of a gadol. The mashmais, however, of the Rambam is that that's totally in the two dinim of muflas samach le'ish. In a case of a girl who's a bas yud aleph and a boy that's ben yud beis, that he's yedei l'haflois, there the Rambam just uses the lashon of a katan ben shtemes reishana and a ketana bas achas reishana. The pashtus of the mashmais of the Lashon of the Rambam over there is that although she has a Shem Ketana and he has a Shem Katan, still the Gzeres HaKosav is that the Neder is Chal. However, the second din, that once they reach Shnei Godless, once they reach the age of Godless of 12 for a girl and 13 for a boy, even though they don't have Shtei Cyrus, nevertheless their Neder is a Neder, even though they're not Yedei L'Haflois, there the Lashon of the Rambam is, Hayil V'Giu L'Shnei Agdailim, Nidrei and Kayamin, Afal Pisha Dain Lenasu Gdailim L'Chol Dover. Mashma that Akapanim L'Gabi Nidarim, they have a Shem Godless because of the Shanim alone. So they have a Din Godel in the case of a 13-year-old boy and a 12-year-old girl without Saris, even though they're not Yedei L'Haflois. However, the first Din is a Din of a Katan whose Nether is a Nether anyway. And Azayis Mashma also Mitoich Divrei Yashav Shmaitza and Shmaita Hey Perikit Aleph, that's how he limped Shan on the Rambam. V'chein Mivor also, in the Chidushim of the Briskerov, Chidushe Hagriz Alashas, in Masechta Nazir Daf Chavtas. Now, Reb David Soloveitchik Shlita, in Chidushe Rabbeinu Meshulam David, over there in Nazir Daf Chavtas Amud Beis, says that L'chaira, the Rambam got this pshat, mitaych divriya Gemara in our sugya. Because the Gemara asks, in the beginning of the Gemara, Kivan de Tana Basachas Hashishana V'yamecha Nidarei Nevdokin, once it says in the Mishnah that only an 11-year-old is in the Dura of Dakin, Bas Yud Beis Shana V'Yamech in the Dura Kayomin Lomeli. Why does the Mishnah have to speak out Mefurish afterwards that however, once she's bas yid beis, nidareh kayamin. And the Gemara answers, salkadai tochamina bait kan la'ilam kamash malan. If it wouldn't say the second line of the Mishnah, we'd have a havamina that even once she turns 12, it's still bait kan la'ilam. And if she's not yedeya lemi nadra or lemi yekdisha, even though she's 12 years old, then still it's not going to be chal. Frekter of David, what kind of havamina is that? Hare, once she's a bas yud beis shana, she's a gdaila l'chol davar shabatayra. So why would we have a havamina that she would have to be nederan of dukkin afterwards in order that the nether should be a nether? Zakr of David, but lefi devir rambam, it's asi shapir. Because when the Mishnah says, bas yud beis shana v'yamecha that nederea kayamen, we're not referring to full-fledged gdaila. We're referring to bas yud beis shana that doesn't have shtei sairis. Nevertheless, there's a new din that because she reached shnei gadlus, then nederea kayamen, it's a specific halacha l'gavi nedarim, that it's nederea kayamen and she has a din godless lini nedarim. On that avada, there's a maritika havamina that if the Mishnah wouldn't say mefurish that it's nederea kayamen, we would say that nedarim is no different than kol terakula, and the yud beis shana alone is not enough, being that she doesn't have shtei sairis, she doesn't have a shem gedaila, and her nedarim wouldn't be kayamen. Kamashul on the Mishnah, that no, there's the second din that for the years alone of yud beis, even without sairis, it's nedarea kayamen. That's the pshat in the havamina, and it's asi shapur l'divi harambam. And this is the makor to the Rambam that our Gemara is talking about, Yud Beis Shana without Cyrus. Now the Chayre, the Fi Rashi, it's Takashver. Rashi who says Mefurish in our Mishnah that we're referring to a regular Gdaila, Gdailim Haim, so we're talking the Chayre with Cyrus. Im Kain, what's the Havamina that would be Baitken La'ilam? But the Chayre, the Pshat in the Gemara, works very well, Rashi L'shitasa. Because Hare Rashi in the Mishnah had a Havamina that even a regular Gdaila, if she's any idea l'shem minadu l'shem miyekdisha, that she's going to have a shem shaita, and therefore it would require a bdika to make sure, although she's a gdaila, but maybe she's any idea l'shem minadra, and her nether is not a nether, but in shaita. Kamash malon taka the mishnah that she doesn't have a shem shaita, and this mahalach is especially geshmak if we learn the pshat that we wanted to say that we're not talking about a pasha to din shaita that the girl is missing in her capacity to be able to understand. But rather, there's a miyuchdik exeris akasov of ish kiyafli, which tells us that you have to have das lenin adarim. You have to be a yedeya l'shem min eder, yedeya l'shem min makdish, in order to be considered a ben das l'gabin adarim. Memeel is a havamina, that even though this girl seems to be a regular bas das, she can do everything perfectly, she gets straight A's on her tests, nevertheless, maybe she's missing that nekuda of das, that she's unlearned, and she doesn't know l'shem minadar, l'shem mihekdish, and she doesn't have a shem of a ish kiyafli. So we would require bedika for that. Kamash malon, that she doesn't have a din of a lav bar das, and like Rashi's mazver, because she's soifei lavi l'chlal das, so therefore she's included in ish kiyafli. Now before we're Messiah, we have to be maisif that there's another machlekes rishayim between the Rambam versus Rashi throughout our sugya. And Taisus over here also, but the Vimaschal Ella learns like Rashi. And this Machlaikis, the Rambam Rashi go l'shitasam in the previous Machlaikis. The question is, this that we say, that a Bas Yud Aleph Yemechad and a Ben Yud Beis Yemechad are a Mufla Samach L'ish, and their nether is a nether, if they're Yedei L'Haflois, is that as long as they're that age, regardless of when the Cyrus end up coming, or is the aside of Mufla Samach L'ish because they're within a year prior to the Hava'as HaSairis? Rashi and Taisus learn that this that the Mishnah says, Bas Yud Aleph and Ben Yud Beis, really the Kavana is because they're within a year prior to Hava'as HaSairis. Ak dekach, that Taisus later, Adaf Memvavim Beis, asks the question, how could you give Malkus based on an edder that a Mufla Samach L'ish makes? Hare, it's Asra Safik, because we're not really sure if he's actually going to bring the Cyrus within the year or not. But Al Kapanim, the age of Mufla Samach L'ish isn't really an inyan of age. It's within the last year before bringing the Cyrus. However, the Rambam is Mefurish that it's from the age of Yud Aleph Yemechad for a girl and Yud Beis Yemechad for a boy that he has a din of Mufla Samach L'ish regardless of when he brings the Cyrus or not. And in this, Avare, Rashi and the Rambam are going L'shitasam. Because according to Rashi, that the inyan of Godless L'gabi Nedarim, when it's Ein Nedarim of Dokin, is only when she brings Shtei Cyrus. But if she's Bas Yud Beis, and if he's Ben Yud Gimel without Cyrus, it still does not have a locha of a gadol, where where the neder will be a neder even if it's any day lahaflois. So hu adin alach of mufasamach liish is only once he or she reaches within the year of havoas saris. However, lefi the Rambam, that there's a halacha of godless leaning nadarim once they reach the age of yud beis for a girl and yud gimel for a boy, even if they don't bring Cyrus, like we remarked before, that at that age they have a din of a gadol in nadarim. So memeila it follows that the halacha of muflas samach liish is once they reach within a year of then, which is the age of yud aleph for a girl and yud beis for a boy. Ad kan this mori dekeinyan. Now the inyan that's brought down in the end of this daf of teich zmani kala achras zmani kala flanei zmani b'siyata the shmai, we're going to talk about bariches in the following shir, in the shir to daf mem vav. Ad kan this shir from Masechta Nida daf mem hey.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Maror Meklemis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.